This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. May corn, 393 and three quarters, down 2 1/2. July corn, 401 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. March soybeans, 977 and three quarters, up 8 3/4. May soybeans, 980 and three quarters, up 6 1/2. July soybeans, 985 and three quarters, up 6. March wheat, 525 and three quarters, up 4. May wheat, 523 and three quarters, up 1 1/2. July wheat, 527, up 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Soybeans and wheat advanced on technical buying at the Board of Trade. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 357 to 375, while soybean bids were 8 to 9 higher at 926 to 975. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 351 to 383, while soybean bids were 9 cents higher at 955 to 983. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 362 to 385. Soybean bids 9 cents stronger, ranging from 957 to 988, while the wheat bids ended 4 to 7 cents higher at 437 to 501. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents higher at 984 to 998, basis steady, ranging from 6 to 20 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $349.60 to $361.60 per ton, up $2.70, with basis steady range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn mids 2 cents lower at $3.87 to $3.93, with basis steady range from 1 to 7 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 378 to 384, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 8 to 2 under the March. Soybeans ended 6 to 9 cents higher at 981 to 996, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 3 to 18 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at $4 to $4.01. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 9 to 11 cents with quotations at 10.12 to 10.16, soft wheat up 4 cents at 5.26 to 5.38, and Milo down 2 at 4.46 to 4.61. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 3.65 to 3.85, new crop soybean bids at 9.06 to 9.20. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 375 to 385, new crop beans 922 to 935, and in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 372 to 385, new crop soybeans at 906 to 935, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 481 up to 515. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 158.60, down 50 cents. April live cattle, 151.10, down $2.67. June live cattle, 143.50, down $2.42. March feeder cattle, 198.75, down $3.27. April feeder cattle, 198.70, down $3.02. May feeder cattle, 198.27, down $3.55. February lean hogs, 61.22, down 30 cents. April lean hogs, 63.82, down $2.75. May lean hogs, 73.35, down $2.60. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $1.16 lower in the range of $49 to $59.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $57.27. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 29 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 32 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 600 pounds and up were 36 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $39 to $42. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,431 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 236 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 156 to 169. Choice slaughter heifers were 163 to 171.50. Moving on to the United Producers Sale at Shelbyville, they had receipts of 522 head. Choice slaughter steers there were 159 to 167. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 150 to 157.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 159 to 167.50. They also had some slaughter cows. Boners were 108 to 115.50, and leans were 95 to 107. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 496 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.81, and that was 27 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses $239.74, that was $1.31 higher, with select carcasses at $236.36, and that was $2.80 higher. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Feed particle size in hog rations is getting more and more attention from animal nutritionists. I spoke with Hans Stein of the University of Illinois.
Well, there are two main things we are showing here today. One is how feed technology can be used to improve the nutritional value of diets and feed ingredients. And by feed technology, we mean grinding to different particle sizes. And we have completed a number of research projects to determine how the particle size, in particular of corn grain, affects the nutritional value and also the economy of feeding pigs. And we have also determined how pelleting and extrusion of diets influences the digestibility and the energy value of different diets.
What have you exactly been looking at, or what have you been seeing in these research trials in terms of particle size and how it affects a hog?
Well, as a rule of thumb, the finer you can grind the corn grain, the more energy the pig will get out of it. And the reason is the more of the starch in the grain can be digested and absorbed as glucose. And the more glucose the pig can absorb, the more energy they will get out of it. So simply looking at energy value, the message should be grind as fine as you can. And we have looked at grinding fineness down to 339 microns, which is about half of what we typically do. there are, however, a couple of disadvantages. One is you will reduce the flowability of the feed. So depending on how the bins are set up and how the feeders are constructed, you could have flowability issues. The other thing, and maybe more serious thing, is, and we have also discovered that in our research, that the finer we grind the feed, the greater is the risk that the pigs will get ulcers, and we see some changes in the tissue in the stomach. In the research we've done at the University of Illinois, we never had a pig who had ulcer or who died as we fed finer particle size, but we are concerned that if you put these very fine particles into a commercial setting where you have more stress and more diseases, you potentially could introduce ulcers in the pig. So the challenge really is to say you should grind as fine as you can, but without your pigs getting sick and getting ulcers. So in that degree of fineness probably is different among different farms, depending on the level of stress they have on that farm.
So if a farmer is able to, perhaps the best thing they could do is practice grinding it to different sizes to see what works best on their operations?
It's probably best to say gradually reduce the particle size. If you're grinding to 600 or 700 microns today, maybe try to take it down to 550 or 500, and then do that for a while, and then gradually, if that goes well, gradually take it down to 450 or 400. And we do see farms in Illinois grinding to 400 microns these days, and they tell us that things are going well. They don't lose pigs, but I don't think every farm can do that. So I think it is something that each producer will have to pay attention to and gradually try to reduce. But from an economic standpoint, the finer you grind the grain, the better it is. The greater the profit will be from those pigs.
And also going along with what we're feeding our hogs, you said pellets are also another talking point that you are bringing up.
Pelleting of feed is something that will also increase energy utilization. And of course, if you pellet the diet, you don't have the flowability issues we talked about before. And typically, we also see a reduction in feed wastage. So that will all contribute to a greater feed conversion rate. And we usually see between 3 and 8% improvement in feed conversion rate when we pellet the diet. So if it's a feed mill, there's no doubt that it's economical to pellet the diet because you have greater throughput. But of course, if you are a smaller producer who are doing home mixing, it may not be economical to install a pellet press because they are very expensive.
All right, very good. So many different options. And of course, when it comes to changing what you feed your hogs or perhaps how you're feeding it, the technology also has to evolve to adapt with that. And are there any technology pieces that producers should be keeping an eye on in the coming year or near future?
Well, going back to the grinding, there are actually a lot of new developments in terms of grinding of ingredients. Typically, we have said we either have a roller mill or a hammer mill. These days, we see many different systems. We see several rollers after each other, two or three rollers. We see sometimes two rollers and then a hammer mill. And we see some systems where they mix all the feed ingredients and then they grind them rather than grinding individual ingredients before they mix them. So there's a lot of new things coming out, and a lot of new systems are available. So if a producer is in the process of needing to upgrade or change his or her grinding facility, it will probably pay off to look a little bit around and look at the many different systems that we have. And we've probably seen more development in grinding systems over the last 5 years than we had in the previous 50 years. It has really changed a lot over the last few years. So there are many, many new developments in that area. And I think that's something that that producers probably should keep an eye on.
Excellent thing to keep in mind. And do you have any suggestions for outlets that producers can turn to if they're looking for more information on swine nutrition or different bits of feed technology?
Well, we have a website at the University of Illinois. All our research reports and all our publications go on that website. We put out a newsletter every month where we also publish all the new things. We also produce podcasts, so if you don't want to read it, you can listen to it while you drive to work or do other things. So there are many ways that you can get in contact with us and learn what we are doing. And in fact, we are also on Facebook, so you can also like us on Facebook if you want to.
Again, that was Hans Stein with the University of Illinois. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.